Pepperoni, sausage, and cheese pizzas. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good pizza. And, of course, I mentioned the name Robbie Mack. I immediately got a phone call or an email from somebody. Oh, you really should try. No. I've tried it all. And a funny thing, you know, when we were in New York, I looked at someone. I don't know who I looked at. It was somebody over there at the Museum of Radio. I said, hey, so where's a good pizza place? Do you realize none of those nucks, those guys, those engineers over there knew anything about pizza in New York? But here, it's Robbie Mack's. And I don't even get free pizza from these guys, although we ought to start. Look into that, will you, bud?
Right away.
1-800-449-8686. It's our all-request night on The Phil Hendry Show, requesting bits from shows past. And we'll go over here to Randy. Hello, Randy.
Hey, what's going on, Phil?
How are you?
Doing good, buddy. How you doing?
Good.
All right, listen, hey, me and my buddy been sitting around. We got a little thing of purple kush going on. We got three words for you. Plain go boom.
Okay, well, that kush, try rolling it instead of just jamming it into a pipe.
You got it, brother.
Thank you very much.
All right, man.
Here it is. Plain go boom.
Bobby is on the conveyor belt right now. Bobby, tell Lisa. This is Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa, can you hear Bobby?
I can hear him just fine.
Hi.
Hello.
All right, now, Bobby, tell us what you see on the conveyor belt.
That's a sweater. A jacket.
That's right.
Briefcase, plane go boom, plane go boom.
All right, now he just said plane go boom because he saw a gun. And although it isn't really a gun, it's a comb. He's getting better. But I dare you.
Wait. He just said plane go boom, and it's not a bomb, and it's not a gun, it's a comb?
That's right. And I have to.
Well, you're not going to give that kid the
I got to, just,
Why did
you please stop abusing that child?
I'm making him
what
understand.
You're doing is what you're doing is degrading his person.
Pants go brown.
That's right. Your pants went brown.
What you're doing is degrading his person. How would you feel if someone hooked you up to a machine and shocked you every time that you got something wrong?
But what else is this kid going to do with his life? Sell flowers?
That kid can do a lot with his life if someone like you wasn't sitting there ruining his self-esteem.
Lisa, Bobby could spend the rest of his life sweeping up at McDonald's, scaring children.
And you know what? I would be a lot happier with him doing that than what you're doing to him right now.
Bobby, quit playing with the conveyor belt, okay?
Plane go boom.
No, the plane's not
going to
go.
I would be much happier seeing my son working at McDonald's asking someone, do you want fries with that, than seeing him hooked up to a conveyor belt and being shot. I don't even know how the parents of this child, Bobby,
I'm Bobby,
can allow you to do this.
How old is Bobby? 23?
I'm Bobby.
He's 23, yeah. And he's turned off the conveyor belt. Give me the phone, Bobby.
Well, what I would say then, Vernon, you all right?
I'm just trying to get the phone away from him.
What I would say primarily is that I can't hear.
Give me the phone.
I'm Bobby.
I know you're Bobby.
How can you have this guy checking stuff at an airport when he won't give you the phone back? You know what I'm saying?
Bobby, watch these.
Here's some... I would turn this off.
And the fact that you would have the nerve to even call that boy a retard, to me, is extremely offensive. Because that child is not a retard. And you need to look at what you're doing.
The hell is going on? What's going on?
He wrapped the phone cord around my throat.
And you want him working in an airport?
You want him working in an airport?
What?
You want him...
I think there's nothing wrong with it.
Hello? This is ridiculous. Get the phone away from the kid, okay?
All right, now look. Bobby,
you want him working in an airport? Do you honestly trust your security and the security of our nation to a boy who would wrap a phone cord around your own neck?
Say that again.
What are you doing?
I gotta get the cord off.
This is insane.
Bobby, dirty now.
Oh, clean him up, will you, Bobby? Lisa, thank you for your call. Go clean the kid up, okay?
Bobby, take the cord off, will you?
Bobby, go brown.
All right. Mr. Dozier?
What?
Are you okay?
Well, if it were not for me, he'd be mopping up his own drool at McDonald's.
I'm now going to end the conversation, okay?
Don't forget air scans. security systems, we are the best.
Plane go boom.
There he is, Vernon Dozier, with a solution to the problem we had after 9/11 as to security at airports. Hire the mentally deficient. They need work. And as you can see, one of his trainees tried to strangle him with a phone cord. Coming up next, Herb Sewell. Herb Sewell, Mr. Sewell was a guest of ours. He's a former sex offender who is lecturing at colleges, and we'll have a request for that, along with one for Brass. We haven't heard from Brass in a while. Doug Danger, gay man and gay journalist, and Bobby Dooley. We have only heard one Bobby request tonight. All coming up tonight on our all-request show, and our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. These are segments of radio programs that we've aired in the past, mostly just 2 or 3 or 4 minutes of a phone caller, of a guest, of a character that we created our show, interacting with people calling in. To answer the question that we're asked most often, are there that many people in the world, Mr. Henry, that don't know what your show is about? And the answer is yes. And to answer the question of a newspaper columnist in Tucson who was interviewing me today, she said, what happens when everybody knows that you do the voices of the characters and therefore you run out of callers? I say, well, if that happens, that every possible person knows what this show is about, that means everybody's listening. That means I'll have a 100 share. That means I'll be the wealthiest radio personality that ever lived. And that's when I retire. So you see, that's what we're shooting for. All right, let's go to another phone call and another request. This is Trey. Hello, Trey.
Hey, Phil. I'd love to hear the one with Herb Sewell, where he's going around talking to everybody about how it's okay to make mistakes in life.
Yeah? What's that about?
Well, it turns out he was a child molester before, and he was in prison for it.
But, you know, what's a couple of little mistakes between friends?
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha, brother. All right, here it is. Herb Sewell, a real sick, twisted bastard, lecturing to college students. Thanks very much, Trey. Here it is.
Herb, you believe because you spent time in prison, you served your debts to society, but...
Well, that's what we're told anyway.
Fact remains that the debt you owe the parents of these people you molested could never be repaid, and that's why they want to kill you. You can't understand that.
Well, wait.
But
I realize
believe you've served time in prison, so you're good. You're squared your debt. But that's only with society, not with the parents of these people.
Well, when you say only with society, not with the parents, I'm not sure you're even clear on what it is you just said. What do you mean by that? I've caused many of these children problems, no doubt. But I have rehabilitated, and I've learned to channel my energy into something helpful for these students, which is to be a commencement speaker. Now, Sally Porvey has stated publicly that she wants to kill me like a cop. I'm sorry?
Psychologists say child molesters are never rehabilitated, first of all.
Well, you know what? They may be right.
Exactly right. It's a sickness that can never be cured.
What about that,
second
Mr.
of all, second of all, yeah, okay, society says that's how you pay your debt. But if you have a child of your own, when someone, a monster...
Well, I would never have a child of my own, no.
If a monster, then you can't possibly understand how a monster like yourself can cause so much damage, how a parent of that child would want to kill you in a heartbeat.
Mr. Sewell,
and sitting in jail does not eradicate that problem.
Can you comment on that, please?
You want me to comment on what he just said? I can't disagree with anything that he said. I am a monster. That I know I am a monster. I know that.
Are you rehabilitated?
But I know that if Sally Porvey or any of these parents that have threatened me came near me, I would have to hurt them before they hurt me. Now, I don't want that to happen. I do travel with bodyguards, and I do have a story to tell. Understand, if you were on the isolation ward that I was on with some of the most bona fide psychopaths this world has ever seen, I was beaten within an inch of my life by one of them with a food tray.
What is this, a nervous laugh of yours, sir?
I'm sorry?
Is that a nervous laugh of yours?
You
have a nervous laugh when you mention something particularly odious.
I suppose it is, yes. But you have to understand again. Chemical castration.
Oh, baby. That's Herb Sewell, proud that he's been chemically castrated. What else did he have?
He said he had shock therapy.
Yeah. And he had that, what do you call it, insulin shock therapy, and he's all messed up. That's by request on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to another request here. This is Josh. Hello, Josh.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, man.
I would like to hear that Doug Danger bit where he does the review of the Ashley Simpson, the Orange Bowl one.
Okay, what does he say about that?
Well, he compares the listening to Ashley Simpson to standing on the beach of Sri Lanka and smelling all the bodies decaying in the sun.
Okay, cool. Well, you're pretty sick and twisted to want to hear that one.
But no, that was a good line.
Okay, cool. Well, here it is, Josh. It's Doug Danger who thought that Ashley Simpson's performance at the Orange Bowl, the one that was booed, should have been booed because, as he said, he'd rather be standing on the beach in Sri Lanka watching the floating dead babies looking like Coast Guard boys. Which, by the way, he said before that morning show got fired in New York, and we're still working. Oh, excuse me.
You sound like Herb Sewell.
Here it is, by request.
Hi, Phil Hendry.
Yes,
this
ma'am.
This man is an extremely poor example of a journalist, and he's an extremely poor example of the gay community. I personally am not gay. But
well,
I'm
then how would you know?
I'm just telling you right now, this guy here is so full of cow dung, he ought to go back cleaning out dog cages by hand. This is the poorest example
ma'am,
of journalism I have
you.
Ever seen in my life.
Are you a journalist?
I'm not a journalist,
not
but I'll tell
not,
you something.
I'm a gay man and a gay
I'll
journalist.
Tell you something. I could do 10 times the job that you're doing right now. Whoopee yahoo, you're gay and you're a journalist. What does that have to do with freedom of personal choice?
So you hate gay people, and that's your problem.
No,
mine.
I just don't like you because you have... You're not even addressing certain issues.
What issue do you want me to address?
What does having gay and being a gay journalist have to do with freedom of personal
because
choice?
Because I'm not a liar like Rick Dees. All right? I'm not a liar like Casey Kasem.
I think what the biggest problem here is,
and
is that you're upset
a liar too.
And you're angry that you're not getting a cutback from all of these artists.
Ma'am, I'm not looking for a kickback.
Yes, you are.
Why would I want to have a... First of all, most,
oh,
of, the kickback, most of the kickback is in
come
sex.
On, come
most
on,
of the kickback
come on,
is
be
in...
honest. Come on. They're not lining your pocket.
Are you letting me answer your question, or do you want to go on with your anti-gay diatribe here?
I want to go on with my anti-gay diatribe.
Your anti-guy...
Gay,
well, whatever.
Guy trap, journalist, whatever you want to call it.
First of all, most of the record companies buy reviewers with women. I'm gay. Thank you.
I'm
really glad
gay.
That I'm
what
glad you figured that one out.
What does do with freedom of choice?
First of all, you can buy anything you want, but you're wrong if you like it.
Well, what is that? Linda, what's the name of an artist that you enjoy?
I enjoy Aerosmith. I enjoy ZZ
Top.
I enjoy Shania Twain. Many, many other artists.
I'm telling
I personally
you right now,
don't like the hip hop and the
Shania
rap. I wouldn't
Twain,
buy it. That,
you
that
can buy Shania. You can buy Shania Twain, but you're wrong. Shania Twain. Shania Twain squeezed her way through two baby cheeks to make
so
it
what?
Into this world.
So what?
Fine.
So what? I enjoy her music. That's my personal freedom of choice.
And I'll tell you something else about Aerosmith hasn't
freedom
been good to...
Freedom of choice.
Aerosmith I'm not telling you don't buy it. I'm just telling you the stuff you're buying is garbage. That's all.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Aerosmith hasn't been good since
well,
they took the needles out of their arms.
It's my freedom of choice. It's my freedom of choice to buy it, and it's my dollar that's
Linda,
buying it,
why don't
not
you
yours.
Quit listening to Delilah, because Delilah is a liar. And
no, wait a second. Delilah, we happen to know Delilah.
Well, she's a lying sack. She'll sit there and tell you, oh, yeah, you should listen to the new, check out some new music there from, Usher or Destiny's Child or Tupac or whatever, Lindsay Lohan. She is such a liar, man.
That
oh,
is their
I'd
job.
Like to bend
they're getting
her over.
Paid to do that, aren't they?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
They're getting paid
Carrie Kasem's
to do
a liar,
that.
And Carrie
you're
Kasem's
not.
A liar, and she's got nothing to do with the music business.
You're a poor example of a journalist.
Well, you're a poor example of somebody from Maine. Oh, God. Oh,
you think so?
God.
You think so?
How about putting the Pall Malls down for a
yeah,
minute?
Yeah, okay.
Well, you like ZZ Top,
down.
Linda? Did
have
you know their beards are fake? Hey, Linda.
Gay journalist.
Hey, Linda,
yeah,
you like
yeah,
ZZ
yeah.
Top. You like ZZ
yeah,
Top.
No,
well, guess what?
You're an idiot.
Their beards are
you
fake.
You are an idiot.
ZZ Top, they're liars.
Why are ZZ Top liars?
Because their beards are fake.
There it is, by request. That is Doug Danger, and what the hell was he talking about?
He hates
anyway,
Ashley
that's Doug
Simpson.
Danger, and that is by request tonight. as Doug Danger's talking about some crap. I don't know what. We got more of your requests coming up at 1-800-449-8686. I wanted to play something from the Miami days. Some of you guys may wonder where Margaret is from. Margaret was actually invented back in Ventura in 1990. But she came to her full potentiality, if you will, in Miami, back in the early 90s when I was on the air at WIOD. And here she is talking about the landing of immigrants on the beach in Bal Harbor. At that time, she lived in Bal Harbor, which is a little community north of Miami. This is a bit called Margaret of Bal Harbor from Miami, 1994.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm new in town. I just got...
Wait a minute. That's Steve Bozell. Here it is. Here's Margaret. Here's Pete in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Where does this lady get off? I mean, I don't understand what...
Where are you getting off, Margaret?
Isn't that a little bit personal?
Yeah, I mean, these people, you don't... Do you understand what they're going through? Do you have any idea that kids are dying coming over here and people are risking their lives? You think they worry about a law in your little part of the world that you have no clue
about
the rest of the world? What's going on around you? You asked your husband?
Well, yeah.
Who's your husband? God?
Well, no, my husband is... His name is Frank.
Well, tell Frank on his scooter.
Oh, his name isn't God, huh?
What's the difference if they came on an inboard boat or outboard motorboat? I don't understand what your point is.
Our family came to America on a proper inboard motor-driven boat with proper credentials and also had life preservers.
So there's a difference between your boat and this boat. A boat's
a
boat.
Right.
Everybody came here on a boat. I'm Italian from Italian heritage, and I came here. My family came here on a boat.
My grandfather came here, and he had a hat with the scrambled eggs on the bill. None of these people have that.
A hat with the scrambled eggs on the bill.
He had a proper sea captain's hat.
Wow.
So what does that mean? You got more of a right to be in America?
I think so, yes. Because the point is that we looked better when we landed.
You looked better.
Yes, we looked
better.
And
that matters.
We got dressed as Americans before we came here.
But
we didn't show up in bare feet on a tire.
They're lucky they showed up at all. These people have no food. They have nothing.
They shouldn't land on my beach.
Why? You don't own that beach?
Well, Mr. Henry, can I say something? This man is obviously trying to talk over me. I would hope that the Cuban people who do come here would be properly dressed before they land.
But they don't have the money to be properly dressed before
dressed.
They come.
What do you want them to do? Go to JCPenney's for some new T-shirts and stuff before they split Cuba?
Just put some... you may think it's funny, sir, but I think appearance is everything.
And that's the problem.
If you're going to drag your boat onto my beach, I'd like to see them in some topsiders, some nice slacks.
Would they have to be Sperry topsiders, or they could be just any kind of topsiders?
Any kind, but I'd like to see the Perry Ellis slacks.
Oh, yeah, those are very nice. They go well, then.
Oh, you think I'm... Oh, you're making fun of me now.
Of course I am.
Of course we're making fun of you.
Jesus.
You want these Cubans to land in Perry Ellis slacks and Ralph Lauren shirts? What are you talking about? You're driving me nuts.
Jesus.
God.
You're
with enough to put up with this for a half an hour and listen to you and your lousy beach, and now they got to land, and your uncle had a scrambled eggs on the hat. What the hell?
And so this is the way men treat women in our society.
How about
Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hello?
That's... Okay, it's over.
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Very good, man. What's your request tonight?
Well, my friend Greg here is dying to hear this Bobby Dooley bit.
Hey, Bobby Dooley's the president of the Homeowners Association of Western Estates, right?
Yes, yes, where she's upset with her neighbors who put up yellow ribbons for her son who's in Iraq.
Right.
Yeah, she puts up her dirty underwear in the trees so the dog finds its way home.
That's right. Well, the yellow ribbons, of course, were to commemorate the guys in the war in Iraq, but she didn't want that because it violated the Homeowners Association landscaping rules. However, to lure her lost dog home, she put her dirty underwear up in the trees, correct?
That's the one.
Here it is. And you're pretty sick for requesting something like that, Omar. I hope you get help. And here it is. Bobby Dooley and her underwear.
I've been listening to these two individuals from Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, and I have never heard a more insensitive lady in my life. This lady who hangs yellow ribbons is because she's hoping that somehow her son, who's defended this country, who's dying for this country, will be back. The only one who wants to be a big shot is you, because you said that in order for this lady to hang the yellow ribbons, she should have come to you and make a request from the association. You already mentioned about 10 times that you're the president of the association. Did you make a request to the association, ma'am? Even if you're the president, you cannot hang anything unless the association, which I'm sure they have the board of directors, approves it.
Well, so I agree with Armando.
So you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it, but this lady cannot. On top of that, the yellow ribbons are pretty because when I see them, I know that there's the life of somebody who's fighting for us and their parents want them to come back. If I see a three pairs of underwear hanging anywhere, any place, and they're put there in order to attract dogs by scent, I imagine that they must be dirty because if they were washed, they wouldn't have any scent.
That's the point.
Dirtiest thing in the world to hang your dirty underwear. And it's not a pun, but it's always said, hanging the dirty underwear. That's what you're doing, ladies.
You know, we don't want you in this country.
We don't want you in this country. We don't want you anywhere where children are dying and you're mocking and saying that this lady wants to be a good shot. This lady is crying because her son is missing.
All right, Armando, that's a good point. Let's let Ms. Dooley.
First of all, to listen to this gentleman, you'd think that his wife never had to wash any underwear in her life.
She washed it, but she doesn't hang it anywhere for people to see.
If you lost a dog, how else are you going to get it home but by hanging your wife's underwear out? I don't understand.
Put like everybody does, put signs.
Put a sign up that says, yeah, my dog's missing.
Put ads in the newspaper.
No,
we've done that.
That's the old way of doing it.
We have rules against that in our association. You can't put
You have rules against putting ads in the paper? That's what we did once, and we recover our dog.
We have a bottle of whiskey.
I lost my dog.
Do you want me to put an ad in the Miami Herald? Is that it? Lost one dog in California. Do you know where it is in Miami? I don't think so.
Put the sign whatever the dog was lost.
We have rules against it in our homeowners association.
Rules against putting signs in the newspaper?
So you can't put up yellow ribbons, and you can't put up a sign that says, I lost a dog, but you can hang unwashed underwear from trees.
You know, Phil, this is character assassination. We're trying to get our dog back.
But hanging smelly underwear on trees? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, that to me is just unbelievable.
I think you're focusing too. The underwear is slightly stained, but it...
Lightly stained with what?
Oh, God! God!
In the front or in the rear?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
What are you asking my wife, sir?
I couldn't care less, but my wife doesn't even stay near me. She does. I'm sure she doesn't let me see it. Hang it outside.
Here's the thing. Dogs are attracted...
We know, by scent. We got all the thing about the... The problem we're having, Ms. Dooley, is that you'll go ahead and hang your underwear, but a lady who wants to hang yellow ribbons for a boy that's MIA, you won't let him do that.
It is against our CCNRs.
Hanging underwear isn't?
There is nothing in the CCNRs about hanging underwear. You're right, there isn't.
Is there anything against hanging yellow ribbon?
Yes, it's out-of-season decoration.
How about the decoration of dirty underwears?
That's not decoration.
What are decorating? Porno or something?
No, it's not decoration. It's to get a dog back. We lost a dog that we love very much. I lost my son in March.
Do you ever start to think that maybe the dog left because of the smell of the underwear?
Aren't you funny?
Yeah, okay, Bobby. You just keep hanging that underwear out there. There it is, Bobby Dooley and the underwear bit. Did that make it onto a best of CD? I guess it's cool to play then. That's Bobby, and she's the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We only got time for a few more requests, and the lines are pretty much full, and we'll try to get to as many as we can. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. You can always go to our website. It'll cost you $6.95 a month, but why be cheap? Why be cheap when it comes to the best radio comedy, pound for pound, dollar for dollar? Although, if you want it for free, you can always, you know... I guess go bootleg it off of some other site. Go to Kaza and get it. It sounds like it's coming over a Cambodian shortwave, but in any event, www.philhenryshow.com. Here is Brendan. Hello, Brendan.
Hey, Phil. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Well, hey, there was a bit that you played, I think, last summer where a guy named Paul McNamara wanted to take all the house cats and parachute them onto an island because he believed that all house cats really wanted to eat us because they basically were just like giant cats.
They were like giant cats? So it's Paul McNamara and his partner Bill Sully, And they believe that cats, they just got to get cats off of American soil. Is that it?
Yes.
All right. Well, here it is. Paul McNamara, an author with his partner, some whack thing, man. I don't even remember the premise on this thing. I'm interested to hear it myself. Here it is. Paul McNamara and Bill Sully on house cats. Thanks a lot, Brendan.
Yeah, I was wondering about the impact of dropping thousands of feral cats into pristine jungle situations where they can kill off tons of native wildlife. Feral cats in the U.S. kill loads of migrant and endangered bird species all the time, and you're talking about dropping.
Well, I don't know. First of all, the endangered bird species you're talking about are animals that have been transported in this country illegally. If you're talking about wild parrots, those animals should
No, I'm not talking about wild parrots. I'm talking about migrant birds species native to the U.S.
Cats
kill loads of them all the time.
That's
a big
what
problem.
Cats do.
So you're going to drop them off in the middle of the jungle with no consideration of what the impact will be on the local wildlife?
Well, that's what cats do. And if cats were allowed to do what they do, you would see much more of an eco-balance than you see today. Let me give an example, too. This is a normal cat. This is a normal glottal sound from a cat. Listen to this. We took that sound and were able, the University of Miami has an audio lab, we were able to slow this down and to a much slower pace and also to highlight the low end, and this is what it sounds like. Now, I would say to the caller, if that doesn't sound like a lion, and that is an angry lion,
so you'd like
then my name is Captain Kangaroo.
Living happily
I'm Mr. Green Jeans.
You're going to take cats that are living happily in homes, not bothering any wildlife, drop them all into the jungle where they can completely throw off the ecological balance of the ecosystem there.
You got a lot of concern for ecology. You got no concern for humans. I'm telling you, I'm sick of them.
Where's the research showing all the cat attacks and all the fatal
cat
attacks?
I didn't say there were any fatal attacks. I did
but
say
then
no.
Why are they a ticking time bomb
because
if we've never actually had a documented case of a cat?
Because they are lying, you know, something.
What's the danger in my home?
Ma'am, that cat hates you.
Right,
hates
but where's
guts.
The danger?
And
I don't care. Maybe
you,
I like maybe
and
I
speaking
like
to you, I can understand why.
Well, that's
why?
Not necessary.
Well, let me take over. This is Bill Sully. Amy, how are you?
Fine.
Good. This one cat, the one that dropped the dead bird on the doormat over at Paul's house, it would watch Paul and Gloria making love.
That's fine, but
watch
but
like it was judging them.
Where's
like
the
it was
danger,
judging
though?
Paul.
Where's the danger in the house that we have to remove?
You know what?
Home?
You know what? I don't like you either.
Okay, so there you go. And they slowed the sound of that cat down, so it does sound like the MGM lion. There it is, Bill Sully and his partner Paul McNamara. Let's get the cats out of here. Coming up, an all-time classic by request. Fortuitous that you call now, Jimmy. What is the request?
I'd love to hear Margaret Gray sing Say You, Say Me.
All right, that's the Kill Arafat telethon. Thanks, Jamie. And it's like, funny, nobody requested All You Can Eat Negro tonight. Well, maybe next request show. Here it is, Margaret Gray and Lloyd. Margaret?
Yes, Phil. I already know. I've been listening, and I've been brushing up a couple of numbers. Lloyd's with me. Lloyd, darling.
Yes, I'm sorry, Robert.
All right, hold on for a minute.
No, but I want to tell you.
Hold on for a minute.
That's all right, dear. Sit down. Lloyd's here, Phil. Lloyd's here. And he'll help me sing the song. And I think we can do something good, right, Mr. Hall?
I think you can do some great good, because it'll liven up this rotten show of his.
Ike, what are you? Are you honestly telling me that I'm going to sit here and do a radiothon to raise money to kill Arafat?
Yes! That was your big disc jockey morning show bit idea. Now follow through on it.
Phil, can I say something, Phil?
What?
I think, if not $50 million, I think we can raise a fair amount of money. Lloyd, what do you want?
I want to say, Mr. Henry, that I think you're very courageous. I think Arafat is a piece of filth. God, I hate him so deeply. And I'd like to tell you that I'm proud of you.
There you go, Phil. You're really locking up that upper 70 demo, aren't you? Really getting that 75-plus demo.
Look, I didn't mean...
You didn't mean? Well, you got it now. Now raise the money.
Phil, it's going to be good. It's all right, Phil.
All right. What are we doing?
Lloyd and I are going to sing...
What happened?
He's down.
The old man down?
Yeah, apparently. Is he all right?
Lloyd, come on.
Sing it again, okay?
Sorry, I lost my footing. All right, Phil. You told me to lay down. I could see all the way up, you... Give me the phone. Phil, I am very, very sorry.
Do you understand what's happening here? Do any of you understand what's happening here?
I understand. You opened your big mouth and said you could raise $50 million to give any guy that greased Arafat. Now we gotta raise the money.
I was joking.
Bull crap. Go ahead, Margaret. Darling, it's going to be all right, Phil.
Okay, fine.
Good God, don't be angry at me. It was not my idea. I called in to think I thought I could help.
I'm sorry, Margaret.
I'm going to sing a song. Phil, I used to sing professionally. Don't worry. We'll get the money. Hello?
I'm right here.
Well, I'm sorry. I had a late lunch.
Where's the old man?
Lloyd, are you all right? I can see your...
Would you get him under control? What is so? You're a professional singer. Forget it, man. It ain't working. Yeah, hit that high note there, Margaret. There it is. Margaret and, of course, the very famous Let's Kill Arafat, you know, whatever the heck that thing is called. Let's Kill Arafat telethon. And we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight on our all-request show. Everyone who called in with a request, we tried to get to as many as we could. The lines were full all night long. A lot of the stuff you hear, you can hear on our CDs because it's the greatest hit stuff. So if you want, go to our website and you can pick up any one of our CDs from present time, I think all the way back to 1997.